Well, John, it's not really been the practice week that's gone to plan, has it?
Well, I mean, we started off okay. It was a little bit patchy and damp, but we sort of went out and the sort of lack of adhesion flags were out there perfectly okay for us, so we knew where they were, and it wasn't too bad. And obviously, Tuesday, Wednesday's been good, but like tonight, it was sort of always traditionally the fast one, if you like, to get stuck in, and weather conditions are absolutely perfect out there. And unfortunately, there's been an oil spillage, so the organisers have made the right decision to not run the practice, because I'm led to believe it's a long one, so, and it's through a very high speed sort of dangerous area as well, so they need to sort that out for us. But what can you do? We've had a bit of practice, I've ridden all my bikes, all my bikes are pretty good now, and we've got another chance tomorrow night.
Does it leave a sense of deflation though, because presumably you'd built yourself up to go out there tonight?
Yeah, I mean, we've been in the paddock talking to the boys and the mechanics and everybody and the Dunlop tyre technicians, and we had a bit of a plan tonight, and you wait all day and it was quite a late session for us tonight, and then to be told we're not riding, it's a bit of a deflation. But at the end of the day, they made the right decision. If there's oil on the track, we're on two wheels, we're going to be in trouble. So, a bit disappointing, but look forward to tomorrow night.
As you said, you just roll those plans forward for 24 hours now.
Yeah, that's it. We'll just do the same plan tomorrow. And, we've got a real good base set up for the big superbike. And, if tomorrow doesn't happen, my bike's pretty good. It's the same bike I've ridden for the last 3 years. So I sort of know the bike fairly well. And, I want to race now. I'd like the 6-lap race to be right now and get stuck in and get it over with and just get a race under our belt. But whatever happens on Saturday, I'll be ready.
Yep. Do you start focusing on that superbike race yet?
Yeah, I mean, it started a long time ago. There's been a lot of hype and a lot of tension, and every magazine you open at the moment, the Isle of Man and the TT is. Seems to be good news at the moment. This 3D movie that's been out on cinemas, everybody's really excited to see some more racing, and if last year's racing's anything to go by, it's going to be another great one. But we tested the bike at Castle Coombe. I've been riding my World Endurance bike everywhere, so I've done loads and loads of laps, I've done lots of miles, and it's been on my mind all year. It never goes away, the TT. The focus of being at the Isle of Man and winning one.
Is it nice to have Guy Martin take some of the pressure off you in that sense, though, because all the attention's on him, and that leaves you maybe to get on with your job a little bit more than you've been able to in recent years?
That's a question I wasn't expecting. Guy Martin took the pressure off me. I don't know, yeah, I mean, what Guy hasn't been doing recently is not worth talking about, is he? He's got BBC One shows, he's building boats, he's on the big screen and things, yeah, and I suppose there's a little bit of pressure on him, but he's on a new bike and, Northwest 200 didn't go that well and things, so he might just be struggling a little bit, but I'm sure when the race comes he'll be right in there. And there's no pressure from my team, there's no pressure from anybody or any of the sponsors. It's just they know that I want to win as much as the next man out there, so the only pressure I put on is probably put on by myself, but I still get nervous, I still feel the pressure, the course hasn't changed, it's still a dangerous place, so I do get very nervous before the start of it, but I'll be happy when the flag drops on Saturday.
And you must feel that you've still got the pace, because although you didn't have a podium finish last year, in the aborted senior you were in the lead, weren't you? So you must feel like there's nothing lost there.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, if you take the positives out of last year, that I did my fastest ever lap on a 600 as well, of just short of 126 mile an hour, which for me is a personal best. We still lapped the course at well over 131 miles an hour, and we were leading the races before Guy had his accident, and then the restart, I was in the mix, and I was definitely going to be competitive. So I've never been beaten on the big bike since 2004 around here. I've either won the race or broken down, so I'm definitely ready for the job.
Do you feel you can be in contention for every race?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, on the 600s I might struggle a little bit. I'm probably a little bit heavier than some of the riders. They're a little bit lighter, and there's no substitute for being lighter on a 600. But the Superstock race, it's one of the races that I've never won before, and I'd love to win the Superstock race. And I mean, I'm riding it week in, week out in the British Championship as well. So there's no reason why we can't do okay on the Superstock bike. And also riding for the Padgett team and the Padgett family. It's a great atmosphere with everybody in the team, and we just have fun. And they'll just whatever I want with Clive, with Clive Padgett, he gives me, and I think he wants to win more than I do on the bikes. But last year I had fantastic success with Hutchie, and they deserved it, and so hopefully I can carry on with a winning package.
Well, wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.